Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The great getaway begins meantime for the long Memorial Day holiday weekend. Some folks got the heck out of Dodge yesterday. Smart move, because trying to get out of here today, and especially at one airport, comes with a few issues. 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander out at LGA, which today stands for Late Ground Awaiting.
Another day of repairs on a major weekend here at LaGuardia, where folks are still feeling the impact.
I actually was supposed to fly out yesterday, so we ended up moving our flight to today because of it.
I actually did have a delay, so they delayed it by like 2 hours.
Yeah, Judith says she should have been in Virginia a day ago, so was she upset?
No, not really.
Instead, she
got to stay home and watch the Knicks game, so
that's a good
that
thing.
Was nice to be in the city for that.
And they won, so that worked out. Now, the Port Authority says Friday and Monday expected to be the busiest travel days, especially out of our airports. That's where other flyers will be. About 2 million of them. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
Isn't it nice how a Knicks victory can make everything better? Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies. Serious note now. We got an update to a story we've been telling you about all week here on 1010 Winds. This is the murder of a 15-year-old kid, Jaden Pierre, at Queens Park last month. Police have arrested yet another 15-year-old boy and charged him with gang assault. In connection to that killing, he's now the fourth teenager charged. I think I said it was five earlier. The other two 15-year-olds were picked up on the same charges last night. Earlier this week, 18-year-old Zahir Davis was charged with shooting Pierre to death, and a 16-year-old boy was arrested and charged earlier this month also with gang assault. Prosecutors say Pierre was shot in the chest after he was after being beaten by several teenage boys in Roy Wilkins Park in St. Albans during a large water gun fight. A reunion today for a hero FDNY member who pulled a lady out of a flooded car in Queens earlier this week.
On the flooded Jackie Robinson Parkway, off-duty firefighter Travis Langan noticed cars submerged, and one in particular had Principal Carmen Pinto of PS81 trapped inside.
I didn't want her to drown, and what was going on is like, I just got to get through this glass, no matter what it takes.
Principal Pinto says she was just seconds away from death.
Like, it came up to my neck, trying to keep my head up. I kept thinking Titanic.
Langan, chest deep in the floodwaters, climbed on top of her car, broke the sunroof.
I saw her face pressed up against the sunroof, and I just started punching.
Giving her a second chance at life. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
That's an amazing story, and boy, oh boy, thank you, sir, for what you did. A Bronx man convicted of shooting up a Queens hotel on New Year's Day 2021, killing a person, will spend decades behind bars. 24-year-old Richard Swigert has been sentenced to 75 years to life in prison for the shooting at the former Umbrella Hotel in Kew Gardens. Prosecutors say he fired at least 13 rounds following a big fight between two groups. 20-year-old Robert Williams was killed, two others seriously hurt. Swigert in March was convicted by a jury on charges of murder and attempted murder. The hotel closed down shortly after that shooting. On Long Island, questions tonight about child services following the death of a 7-year-old girl. This after changes were supposed to have been made after the 2020 death of little Thomas Valva in Suffolk County. Remember that?
Jordan Duncan was known to be a happy, smiling 7-year-old child. But authorities say when she was legally placed with her father's fiance in Bayport, she was beaten and tortured until she died. The fiance's mother and daughter also face charges, three generations accused. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says it's very upsetting.
That people could act so savagely.
But after changes were supposed to be made to improve CPS, how did this allegedly happen?
CPS, their involvement in this case is minimal.
He says a judge placed the child. All three women pleaded not guilty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And we will continue to follow developments in that story. Boy, oh boy. Well, we're just weeks away from the start of the World Cup tournament. And with hundreds of thousands expected to visit the city, officials rolling out the new programs to help small businesses. The Fireborough Winter Special will offer $26 meal and drink deals at hundreds of participating restaurants and bars citywide during the tournament. Another program called Welcome World Rewards will let fans earn points at local businesses for prizes including merch,
fan experiences, even tickets to the July 19th World Cup final at MetLife. Mayor Mamdani says the programs are designed to encourage visitors and New Yorkers to explore neighborhoods all across the five boroughs during the month-long tournament. Going to be fun. A passenger on a United Airlines flight last night from Newark to Guatemala broke proper airplane etiquette, understatement, by trying to open a door mid-flight at 36,000 feet. Now, where was he going? The pilots declared an emergency and safely landed in D.C. The unruly passenger was taken off the plane. No word yet on what his problem was or any charges, what the charges will be. The pilot in air traffic control audio can also be heard saying that the man assaulted a fellow passenger. I guess he got upset and said, "I'm leaving." Dude, you're at 36,000 feet. Get over it. Nobody was really in any danger, by the way. So you should know, by the way, because I know a lot of people worry and think about this. I've thought about it myself. Experts say it's nearly impossible to open a door at that altitude due to the cabin pressure. But he's off on his way, and they kept them overnight, put them up in hotels. Apparently, 145 passengers and crew put them on their way this morning. So question, how much would you pay for a fancy slice of pizza? And by fancy, I mean really, really fancy. There's a joint in Philly which claims to serve authentic New York-style pizza, adding fish eggs to its pies.
If you've been searching for the ultimate slice, look no further than a pizza place in Philly. Marina's in Fishtown serves up a piece of pie topped with a blend of imported Italian cheeses along with a 1 ounce jar of premium caviar. It comes on a gold plate with a mother-of-pearl spoon to spread the tiny eggs as you like. The price? $55 a slice. You do get to keep the spoon and whatever's left in the caviar jar, but you have to give the plate back when you're finished. If that's too rich for you, a slice of margarita at Marina's is $5. Deborah Rodriguez for 1010 Wins.
A local Philly food critic had a positive review of the slice, describing it this way, quote, "The ice-cold caviar adds a gentle pop, a buttery finish, and a clean salinity that cuts through the cheese instead of fighting it. Add a squirt of fresh lemon for another burst of flavor." Now here's the Larry Mullins rendition of that. That's nasty. In other news, on this Friday, you got a 10-year-old boy on Long Island in serious condition now after being hit by a car in Lake Ronkonkoma. Police say he was riding an e-bike on the shoulder of Patch Hog Holbrook Road. It's about 8:30 last night when he was struck by a Porsche making a right turn. The child was thrown from the bike. His exact injuries are not known. The driver stayed there at the scene and has not been charged with anything, folks. Yeah, this is a holiday weekend. Those babies are out there on bikes and motor scooters and skateboards and everything else. Please be careful as you're traveling along. Meantime, we got this. NYPD cops looking for a lady who tried to lure a child into a van in Astoria earlier this week.
Caught on camera, a woman on her bike trying to get away. Police say this is the suspect wanted for trying to lure a boy only 10 years old into a van. Moms like Shoshana, who lives in Astoria, are warning their kids.
I just tell them, beware of white vans. They're 7 and 8. They don't walk by themselves at all. I'm always with them.
Cheryl and Gordon have lived here for years, and they've saved a photo of this suspect in their phone.
And we will be on the lookout, definitely.
You know, there's a lot of units around here with windows.
Police say anyone with any information, give Crime Stoppers a call. That number is 1-800-577-TIPS. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
And of course, we have pictures of the suspect on our website as well as our social media pages. Sister, if you're listening to this, you might not want to do that again, because if Mama Bear gets a hold of you before the cops, I'm just saying.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.